Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive with us. So today we're going to be looking at something that might seem really simple at first, but I think we'll find it's actually a lot more complicated. That is how we react to praise. You know, you would think that a compliment would be like a purely positive thing, but research has shown that it can actually trigger stress hormones in some people.
It's true. It is. It's really fascinating paradox, I think. We crave praise, but then we also often struggle to receive it gracefully.
Yeah, and we've got excerpts here from Embracing Praise, Understanding and Overcoming Resistance. And this deep dive is chock full of ha-ha moments, I think. Really, really fascinating stuff.
It really is. It's interesting how our reactions to praise are really shaped by so many things. Our psychology, of course, but then also, you know, cultural norms. And even some cognitive biases that we might not even be aware of.
Okay, well, let's unpack this a little bit. Yeah. So what's the deal with this praise resistance thing? Why do we sometimes squirm when someone says something nice about us? Wow. I know I've been there.
Well, one of the key concepts is this idea of cognitive dissonance. And it's that mental tension that we feel when there's a mismatch between how we see ourselves and how other people perceive us. So if someone praises us for something that we don't really deep down believe we deserve, it can create this kind of inner conflict.
Ah, so it's kind of like, right. Well, you think I'm good at that. You must be mistaken.
Exactly. And that's also where imposter syndrome can kick in, you know, where you feel like a fraud already. And then the praise just intensifies those feelings of inadequacy.
Right. Makes you feel even worse, potentially.
Absolutely. And this inner struggle can be even more challenging for people who might be dealing with low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Because then the praise feels just totally incongruent with their negative self-image. It's almost like they're thinking, you know, if you only knew the real me, you wouldn't be saying that.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be really tough. But it's not just our own internal struggles at play here, right? I mean,
yeah.
Society also has to play a role, I would think, in how we react to compliments.
Oh, for sure. Think about it. All those messages we get growing up. Be humble. Don't brag. You know, downplay your accomplishments. In a lot of cultures, it's seen as being really arrogant or boastful if you accept praise too readily.
Yeah, you can't get too big for your britches, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like almost like we're expected to deflect it in order to kind of fit in.
It is. Like when someone compliments you on your work and you're like, it was nothing. I just got lucky.
Yeah.
You know, you deflect, you downplay, and you try to conform to those societal norms around modesty.
Yeah, it's so interesting how deeply ingrained this stuff can be. So we've got our own internal insecurities that we're dealing with. We've got societal pressures kind of pushing down on us.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we should be aware of that makes accepting praise kind of tricky?
Yeah. There's also just the fear of judgment, right? What if people think I'm letting this go to my head? What if they don't really mean it? All these doubts can sort of creep in and make us want to just, you know, downplay the praise.
Yeah. Those what ifs can be super powerful. And then, of course, there's the never-ending social comparison game. That can kind of, you know, complicate things even further, I would think.
Right. You start sizing yourself up against other people, and suddenly that compliment doesn't feel so shiny anymore. It can actually amplify those insecurities that you already have. Have you ever experienced that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in that trap, especially in today's world with social media and everything, you know, where everyone's curating their perfect life. It's easy to fall into that trap.
It's a very human response. And here's where I think it gets even more intriguing, because we have these cognitive biases that can actually further distort our perception of praise.
Cognitive biases, huh? Tell me more.
So cognitive biases are these systematic errors in thinking that can really mess with how we process information. For example, negativity bias. Our brains are actually wired to focus more on the negative feedback than the positive
switch. So even if we get like 10 compliments and one criticism, that one criticism is going to stick with us?
Yeah. Sadly, yes. Because our brains are kind of programmed to pay extra attention to threats and to negative information. It's like that one bad online review that can overshadow dozens of positive ones.
Oh, for sure. Totally guilty of that. So basically, our brains are working against us when it comes to accepting praise.
In a way, yes. But don't despair, because once we understand these biases, we can start to challenge them. We can learn to reframe our thinking and become more receptive to those positive messages.
Okay, that is encouraging to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So we've explored all these reasons why accepting praise can sometimes feel like navigating a minefield. But let's shift gears for a second. Why is it so important to actually embrace those compliments?
Yeah, I mean, I get it, you know. Sometimes it can be awkward. It feels like there's this pressure to be humble and to not let praise go to your head too much. Right. But here's the thing. When we resist praise, we're not just, you know, missing out on a feel-good moment. We're actually kind of doing ourselves a disservice. Think about it this way. Accepting praise is an act of self-respect. It's acknowledging the effort and the skills and the qualities that someone is appreciating.
Okay, so instead of immediately deflecting it, we should try to like sit with it for a second.
Yeah.
And let it sink in.
Exactly. You're saying, hey, I see my own worth and I appreciate that you do too. And it's not just about us either, right? Think about the person who's given the compliment. When we receive their praise gracefully, we make them feel valued and heard. And that can actually strengthen the relationship.
Oh, that's interesting. So it could actually have like a positive ripple effect on our relationships. I never thought of it that way.
It's true. And let's not forget about the personal growth aspect too. You know, when we internalize that positive feedback, it can do wonders for our self-confidence and our self-image. And it can even motivate us to strive for more and recognize our own potential.
Okay, yeah. I'm definitely starting to see the bigger picture here. So accepting praise isn't just about good manners. It's about personal growth. It's about stronger connections and really just being kinder to ourselves. But honestly, sometimes it just feels so awkward. How do we actually get better at receiving compliments without feeling like we're being arrogant or insincere?
That's a great question. And I think it's something a lot of people struggle with. One helpful tip is to kind of reframe how you view compliments. Think of them as gifts. You know, when someone gives you a thoughtful present, you don't just like toss it aside. You express your gratitude. You appreciate the thought behind it.
Right. That's a really good analogy. I would definitely not toss aside a gift. I'd be doing a happy dance.
Mm-hmm.
But what about those times when like, I don't know, the praise feels a little bit over the top or it makes you uncomfortable?
I get it. Sometimes it feels weird to just say thank you. So I think the key is finding that balance between humility and acknowledging your accomplishments. You can accept the compliment without downplaying your contribution. Simple phrases like, thank you, that means a lot, or I appreciate you noticing that, can go a long way.
Yeah, those are good go-tos.
Yeah.
It's also about remembering, I guess, that the person giving the compliment is being genuine, even if it feels awkward to receive it.
Absolutely. It's about honoring their intention and acknowledging their effort to make you feel good. And here's another strategy that I think can be helpful. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to that inner dialogue. And when you notice yourself resisting praise, gently challenge those negative thoughts.
It's kind of like catching yourself in the act of self-sabotage.
Yeah.
And then consciously choosing a more positive path.
Exactly. It's about becoming more aware of your thought patterns and then consciously choosing to embrace those compliments instead of pushing them away.
Okay. I'm really starting to see how we can retrain our brains to be more receptive to praise. But are there any specific techniques that can help us internalize those compliments more effectively?
Absolutely. One technique that can be really powerful is reflection. So after you receive a compliment, take a moment to sit with it. What does this compliment say about me? What strengths or qualities does it highlight?
I like that. It's like taking the time to savor it and really let it sink in.
Right. And by consciously reflecting on the compliment, you're reinforcing those positive beliefs about yourself and you're building a stronger sense of self-worth.
So it's not just about saying thank you. It's about actually absorbing that positive feedback.
Yeah.
And letting it nourish our self-perception.
Exactly. And here's something else that's really important to keep in mind. Praise is subjective. It's based on the other person's experience and perception. So try not to get too caught up in whether or not you think you fully deserve the compliment. Sometimes we can be our own worst critics.
That's a good point. It's more about recognizing their perspective.
Yeah.
And appreciating their gesture of kindness, even if we don't perfectly align with their assessment.
You got it. And remember, accepting praise isn't about ego boosting or seeking validation. It's about fostering connection, building stronger relationships, and creating a more positive and supportive environment for everyone.
This has been so insightful. I feel like I've learned so much.
Yeah.
About how to approach praise in a healthier and more empowering way. But I'm curious, is there a danger zone when it comes to accepting praise? Like, is there a point where it could become detrimental?
That's a great question. And it brings up a really important point. There's a difference between embracing genuine praise and becoming dependent on external validation. It's important to cultivate a healthy sense of self-worth that doesn't rely solely on the opinions of others.
So while it's beneficial to accept praise gracefully, we shouldn't let it become the sole source of our self-esteem.
Exactly. Our goal is to find that balance. We want to be open to receiving positive feedback without becoming attached to it or letting it define us.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do we make sure that we're not crossing that line? What are some red flags that we should watch out for?
One red flag is if you find yourself constantly seeking praise or feeling deflated when you don't receive it. It's important to remember that praise is a bonus. It's not a necessity. It's great when it comes. but we shouldn't feel dependent on it for our happiness or our self-worth.
Right. Good reminder. So it's really about finding that sweet spot where we can appreciate and internalize positive feedback without letting it become the sole measure of our value.
Precisely. And another potential pitfall is if you start to believe that you're superior to others because you've received praise. Remember, everyone has their own strengths and weaknesses. Accepting praise doesn't mean you're better than anyone else. It just means that someone appreciated something you did.
Right, okay. I'm definitely seeing how navigating praise can be more complex than it seems. There's a real art to accepting it in a way that's both authentic and beneficial. But before we get too deep into the potential downsides, let's circle back to those practical strategies for embracing praise. I think our listener could use a few more tools in their toolkit.
Yeah, you're right. It's important to equip ourselves with some practical techniques to overcome those ingrained habits of praise resistance. And one strategy that we haven't touched on yet is the power of reframing negative thoughts.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Okay, so often when we resist praise, it's because our inner critic is running wild. We might think, oh, they're just saying that to be nice, or I didn't really deserve that compliment. And these thoughts can really sabotage our ability to accept praise gracefully.
Look, yeah, I've been there. My inner critic can be pretty brutal. So how do we quiet those negative voices and reframe our thinking?
A great technique is to actually challenge those negative thoughts with evidence. So for example, if you think, oh, they're just being nice, ask yourself, is there any evidence to support that? Or is it just my insecurity talking?
That's a good point. Sometimes our insecurities can really distort our perception. So instead of automatically accepting those negative thoughts as truth, we should kind of stop and question them.
Exactly. By challenging those negative thoughts, you create space for a more balanced and realistic perspective. Another helpful reframing technique is to focus on the effort and intention behind the compliment. So instead of dismissing it, acknowledge the person's effort to make you feel good.
So even if we feel like we don't fully deserve the praise, we can still appreciate the sentiment behind it.
Absolutely. And remember, receiving praise gracefully doesn't mean you have to agree with every word. It's about recognizing and appreciating the other person's perspective.
This is making me realize that embracing praise is really a skill that we can develop over time. The more we practice these techniques, the easier it becomes to receive compliments authentically.
You're absolutely right. And as with any skill, practice makes progress. The more we consciously choose to embrace praise, the more natural it will feel.
Okay, so we've talked about the psychology behind praise resistance and why it's so important to embrace those compliments and some practical strategies for doing so. What are some of the key takeaways that you want our listeners to walk away with today?
Well, I think the most important takeaway is that overcoming resistance to praise is really a journey. It's about developing that self-awareness, shifting those negative thought patterns, and building new habits. It's about recognizing that accepting praise is not about arrogance or seeking validation. It's about honoring yourself and those positive qualities that make you you.
Yeah, it's like we're rewiring our brains to embrace those good vibes instead of automatically deflecting them.
Exactly. And remember, embracing praise isn't just about feeling good in the moment. It can have a ripple effect on your confidence, your relationships, and even your overall well-being.
So accepting a compliment can actually lead to greater happiness and success. I am so on board with that.
Absolutely. When you embrace praise, you create this positive feedback loop that reinforces those positive beliefs about yourself. It's really powerful.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. I feel like I've learned so much about how to approach praise in a healthier and more empowering way.
Me too.
Well, dear listener, I hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the fascinating world of praise. We encourage you to reflect on your own experiences with compliments and consider applying some of the strategies we've discussed today. Remember, embracing praise is a gift, not only to yourself, but to the world around you.
Beautifully said.
And until next time, happy complimenting.